We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Beis. Ukeshepoig Minchas V'Shalom Be'Emunas Chachomim, and when a Jew messes up in Emunas Chachomim, in faith in Tzadikim, Azai Nivgomim Hamacholim, then the food that that person eats becomes defective, V'Nidoin B'Moisrois, and the person is punished with excesses. We know that this can take many different forms, where the food is not being digested properly, and instead of the waste matter being removed from the body in the correct way, the vapors from that waste matter go up to the brain and cloud the brain and mess up the person's thinking. That's one form of this concept of this nidoin b'moisrois. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Kalidei pegam ho emuna nivgomim hakelim. Because when a person is poigim in emuna, then the vessels become defective. As we mentioned earlier, that emuna is the keli into which Hashem's light can be shined into. Ki ikar hakelim heim alidei emuna kanal, as we mentioned earlier. Vaidei pegam hakelim nivgomim hamacholim. And when the kelim are messed up, when the vessels are messed up, then the food gets messed up. Ki bechol hamacholim yesh oirois gvoyim mo'oid mo'oid. Because in all the foods that we eat, there is very, very high level spiritual light. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ichlu Reim, eat friends. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Train Reim Doloi Misparshim, that the word Reim refers to the letters Yud Kei of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the spheroids of Chochman Bina that are inseparable. They never separate. We've mentioned this in the past, that the letters Vav Kei of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei are affected by our actions. If we do mitzvahs, we bring about a union between them. If we commit sins, we cause a separation between them. But the letters Yud Kei of Hashem's name, those don't move. They're called two beloved friends that are inseparable. And the pasuk, when it mentions the word, when it refers to achila, eating, it says ichlu reim, showing that there is a certain light from the letters of Yud Kei of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that are involved with the food, with the eating. Bechinas, and also as the pasuk says, v'hizbia betzachzachois nafshecha, you will be satisfied, you'll be satiated with the sparks of your soul. Shehat tzadik, achilosoi bigdusha. This teaches us that the tzaddik, his eating is on a very high level of holiness. Bechinas tzaddik oichel lesoiva nafshoi. The tzaddik eats to satiate his soul. Hu nizoin bachilosoi me oirois hatzachzachois. And when the tzaddik eats, he's being nourished by this oir hatzachzachois, as it's called, the light of these sparks. Tzachzachois refers to a level of light that's even above the spheroids, a very high level of light. Kimavur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in a different chapter on Likutei Moran. V'al kein yef shelakabel oir hagovoye shalom acholim kim alidei kelim kidoishim utohirim shehim nasim ebchinas emunas chachom kanal. Therefore, since there is such a high level of light involved in the food that we eat, we can't receive that light unless the food is in holy, pure vessels, shehim na, which are made from emunas chachomim. And when we mess up in the area of Emunas Chachamim, Azai Nivgomim Hakelim, then the vessels become defective. Vaideze Memela Nivgomim Hamacholim, and then automatically the food becomes defective. Venestalek Oir Hakidusha Mehem, and the holy light leaves the food. Machma She'ein Kli Lekabel Besoiches Oir, because there isn't a proper vessel to contain that light. Vazai Nishoran Hamacholim Bebchinas Psoiles Levad. And when the spiritual light leaves the food, what remains? Garbage, waste matter. V'alkein oilin hamoisrois v'hapsoiles. This is why Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran that when a person is poigim in emunas chachamim, then the moisrois, the waste matter, goes up upoigmin es hamoyach, and it messes up the person's brain. Kanal b'maimar nal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal clarified it for us a little by explaining the relationship between the food and the keli that the food is in, and that the emunas chachamim is the keli. And when the keli is defective, then whatever light is in that food, that leaves also. It affects the food, and the holiness leaves the food. And what's left is food without holiness, which is garbage, which is psoilus, it's moisrois, as we call it. And when a person eats that kind of food, it harms the brain. Instead of nourishing the brain and giving the person clarity in thinking, just like the Gemara says, we had it recently in Baba Kama, that one of the rabbis was asked a question. He said, come back later, I didn't eat meat yet. And after he ate meat, he said, all right, now I'm ready for the question. So if a person is eating achila dikdusha, proper eating, it helps the brain. And when the kedusha is not there, it has the opposite effect. Paragraph Gimel, v'ho'akum sheheim rechoikim emunas Yisrael. The non-Jews who are far from the faith that the Jewish people have. V'ikar hisrachkusam hu'um emunas chachamim. And their main distance is from emunas chachamim. That's where we're really on two different pages completely. Because the goyim have no emunas chachamim in the tzaddikim, as we mentioned earlier. V'alkein heim loim dem ktsas torah shebichsav, dahainu tanach. The goyim learn a little bit of the written Torah, what they call the Old Testament, you know, Tanach. Aval torah shebalpeh ein loim dem klal. Whereas our torah shebalpeh, our oral tradition, they don't learn at all whatsoever. Because Torah Shebal Peh is the essence of our Emunas Chachamim. Shemishom heim rechoikim oid, from which the non-Jews are very far from it. Umach ma sheheim rechoikim emuna, and because they are far from emuna, al kein ein lohem kelim digdusha. Therefore, they don't have these holy vessels. V'chol kleihem hem tmeim etzleinu. And therefore, their vessels are considered tomatos, impure, off-limits. V'ef shalonu lechol ma'chaleinu, dahainu ma'chal Yisrael, ma'chal digdusha bekelem shalohem. And therefore, we're not allowed to eat our food, which is Jewish food, holy food, in their utensils. Ki kelim shelohem heim bechinas boirois nishborim ashelo yechilu amoyim, because their utensils are compared to a pit, a bottomless, a pit that has a hole in it, like, you know, where it can't even store water in it. She'ein yecholim lekabel or kedushas hamacholim bekelim shelohem, whereby their vessels, their utensils, cannot contain the light of kedusha of food. Sheheim b'chinas kli ein chayfetz boy. Their utensils are a vessel which we don't want. V'chol ze machma sheheim rechoikim me'emunas chachamim. And all of this is because the goyim have no connection to emunas chachamim. Shaydei ze ikar kedusha sakelim. That's what gives our kelim their holiness. She'oz hakelim kedoshim uruim lekabel b'sechem oyer hakdush kanal, whereby when a person does have emunas chachamim, then their vessels, their utensils are holy and are able to receive the holiness of the food. Paragraph Dalet, v'alkein kishekoyne mehem kelim tzrichen l'tovlam b'mei mikva shehem b'chinas mayim toyer manal. Therefore, when we purchase kelim, vessels or utensils from non-Jews, we have to dip it in the mikveh, which is the purifying waters that we mentioned earlier, that Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, Bechinas v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohoirim utahartem, I'll sprinkle purifying waters on you and you'll be purified. Ka'idei mei mikveh mayim tohoirim ha'idei zeh nitorim ha'kelim ipkam ha'moisros kanal. Because through the water of the mikveh, the vessels are purified from those moisrois, shehu pigam emunas chachamim, pigam ha'kelim kanal. Vos hakelim nitorin uruim lekabel kedushas machol Yisrael. Then the vessels become pure and capable of receiving the holiness of the Jewish food. Al yidei tikkun emunas chachamim shenistakna yidei mayim torim. Through the fixing, the repair of the emunas chachamim, which was done by the purifying waters, shenimshochim al yidei hatshuva sheisna pgam emunas chachamim, which comes through the repentance that's done for violating, for going against the emunas chachamim. Kimavur shom b'maimar hanal, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likut Imran, that when a Jew wants to correct his emunas chachamim, the way he does it is through these purifying waters. Paragraph Hey, v'ikar hatvila hilakli matchis. The main keli that requires dipping in the mikveh is metal kelim. Ki yesh shiva minei matchos, because there are seven types of metal. Ki isu b'sefer hamaisius b'maisah shalam melech shikorash geirush b'gzerashman. Because we know, Rabbi Nizal discusses in the Sefer Sipure Maisius, I believe it's story number 4, which is the story about the king who decreed shmad on all the people. Either they convert or they have to leave the country. And almost all the people left. Some stayed behind as Maranos, you know, keeping their religion undercover. And then there was this one person who saved the king's life. And as reward for saving the king's life, there was a group of people that decided to make a rebellion against the king. He found out, or he told the king, and the king saw that it was true, and the king told him, make any wish that you want. And his wish was at the time that he should be given the privilege of wearing his talis and tefillin in public. And Rabbi Nizal told, the story continues there, a fabulous story. So in that story, which is based on Hamerumezes Bekapitel Beis, which is hinted to in the second chapter of Tehillim, Loma Rog Shugoyim Olum Sheyesh Shiva Koichve Leches. Rabbi Nizal in that story also discusses the seven Koichve Leches. And Rabbi Nizal also in that story refers to the Shiva Koichve Leches, which are referred to as seven astronomical bodies. These are actually Saturn, what we call in English, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Moon, which are mentioned in the Sefer Yetzirah and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Shehem keneged shiva aklimim sheyesh boilam. And these also correspond to the seven continents of the world, which are Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, North America, South America, and Antarctica. V'yesh shiva minei matchis. Rabbi Nizal in that story discusses these seven metals. V'oso hamelech dmus mehashiva minei matchis. And the king in the story made an image, like a human image, that was made out of these seven metals. Shehoyu meirin boy kol hashiva koich veleches, where these seven astronomical bodies would shine their light on this human form, this statue-like that was made from these seven metals. Umimenu hoyushoyal in etzois. And then people could come to this image, to this statue, and ask advice, ask questions, and be given answers. Just like Lahavdil, the Jews had the Urim v'Tumim in the Beis Hamikdash, where they would come and seek advice. Ayin Shom, look over there in the fourth story in Sipurei Maisis, where Rabbi Nizal discusses this. Uke'en remez yesh b'maymer hanal me'en zeh. And in Torah Samach Aleph, in Likut Emoran, the Torah that this halacha is based on, there is also a smattering of this, a hint of this, where Rabbi Nizal says there, shal yidei soid ho'ibur, that through the knowledge of the secret of how to calculate the sun, the solar year, and the lunar year, and how to correspond to each other, shehu mahalach shiva koich veleches, which also involves the travels of these seven astronomical bodies, aydeze zoichin le'etzo shlema. Rabbi Nizal shows there in the Likut Imran that the one who zoicha to this knowledge, this soid ho'ipur, is zoche to have clarity in being able to give advice. Kimavur Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Samach Aleph, Shaydei Pigam Emunas Chachomim, that when the Jews are weak in Emunas Chachomim, when we mess up in our faith in the Tzadikim, Shaydei Ze Nilkach Soid Hoibor Meitonu, whereby the punishment is that Hashem takes away this Soid Hoibor from us. We lose this knowledge. We don't have this knowledge. This also results in us not having clarity in knowing what to do, not having clear etzah, clear advice, a clear path. V'chein lehefech, and the opposite is also true. Kishezoichen lesoid hoibur, that when we're zoiche to this knowledge, this which is called soid hoibur, the knowledge of how the solar system and the lunar work together, zoichen le'etza shlema, then we're zoiche to perfection of etza, sheyoiden loseis etza lenafshe b'chol dover, whereby the person knows exactly what to do regarding every decision that they need to make. Begashmias, beruchnias, v'chol ze al yidei tikkun emunas chachamim, and all of this is all tied into the tikkun of emunas chachamim. Shaydei ze zoichen lohoyled gufim bebchinas prihoretz, which when the emunas chachamim is right, then we're zoiche to produce bodies which are in the category of prihoretz, the fruit of the land, meaning pure bodies. Ki tikkun hagufim shehim b'chinas kelim lekabel or haneshama hu'alidei emunas chachamim kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that in order to generate the right bodies, bodies that are capable of containing a holy soul in it, we need emunas chachamim. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well. How what we're speaking, ki hakol echod, how this is all one. Our discussion about food and the utensils, the kelim that you use to put the food in, and what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there about bodies being on a level to be able to receive a holy neshama, and how it's all tied into the Soid Hoibur, and how that's tied into Emunas Chachamim, this is all one discussion. V'hakol tolui b'Emunas Chachamim. All of this is dependent on Emunas Chachamim, Shaydeze Nistaknen HaKelim, because when there is Emunas Chachamim, Emuna is the Keli, as we said earlier. So when the Emunas Chachamim is solid, the Kelim are proper, Vazai nistaknen hamacholim, and then the food is proper. Ve'ein oila hamoisroi selamoyach, and then the waste matter does not go up to the brain. We don't have the wrong kind of results of eating, of digestion. Ve'o zoichen lebechinas Eretz Yisrael, and then with zoichet Teretz Yisrael kemavur b'mayim marhanal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses there in Torah Samach Aleph. And when we're zoiche to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, then the children that we give birth to are called prihoretz, the produce of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Sheruim lekabel neshama gavoya, they're capable of receiving, their bodies are capable of receiving a high level soul, shetia bekia besoid hoibur, which should be on a level to be able to comprehend this soid hoibur, this high level knowledge. Vaydeze zoichen le'etza shlema, and this results in Klal Yisrael being zoiche to perfection of etza, to clarity of etza. Ki ikur soid hoibur hualidei emunas chachamim, because the main hatzlacha in this area of soid hoibur, of our rabbis being zoiche to possess this knowledge, to be able to know how to manage the solar year and the lunar year, is dependent on emunas chachamim. Ki oiroi hagodol yisporach yefshel hasik machmas ribuy oir, because Hashem's great light, it's impossible for us to be able to understand it and to be able to connect to it because it's on such a high level. Utzrichin kamo tzimtzumim kayedua. Therefore, Hashem's light has to go through tzimtzumim, constrictions and constrictions and constrictions, in order to get it to a level that we can connect with it. Aval kishem etzamtzimim ho'er. However, whenever you go ahead and you constrict light, the light, azay yuchal lehizgaber hatzimtzum vahelim at shelo yedem enechas shom klal. You can turn the light down too low to the point where it becomes darkness, where you don't see the light at all, right? You run that risk. Therefore, this requires the true tzaddikim and the true chachamim, shehem yoidim eich letzamtzem oiro yisborach. They're the ones who are qualified. They're the ones who know how to limit Hashem's light, how to constrict it, ba'oifen shenucha lekabloi, in a manner that we should be able to receive it, we should be able to handle it, shelo yiribo yoir, it shouldn't be too bright a light that'll blow us away like it did at the time of Matan Torah on Shavuos. V'afal pikein lo yisalim hor legamri. And when they lower the light, it shouldn't chas v'shalom go out completely. You know, like sometimes when you're playing with a candle, you know, an oil candle or an oil menorah or one of these lamps, you know, you turn it up, it's too bright. You turn it down, you have to be careful to turn it down just low that it's burning, but you do it a drop lower and you put the whole thing out and you have to relight it again. V'afal pikein lo yis'alim ha'or legamri, ki heim oisim kelim behadrogo ubemido she'enoi noite liyemin ulesmol, because the tzaddikim, they're the ones who create vessels behadrogo ubemido, in a very calculated way. They know exactly what, you know, how much and how little, and they don't deviate to the right or to the left. Bebechinas mishpatei emes, which means a justice of truth, judgment of truth. Shubachinas emuda damsisa, which is that middle of the road. She'ena noitili yamin ulesmol, which is, doesn't deviate not to the right or not to the left. Ve'ikar tolui be'emunas chachomim, and the main thing is that it's dependent on emunas chachomim. Shaydeze ikar hisavus hakelim nikdusha. That's what generates kelim of kedusha. Bo'ifen shenucha lekabelas oirei agodol ba'drog mida kanal. In a manner to allow us to be able to receive Hashem's great light in a proper measure. This is the whole concept of this great high-level knowledge that's called the intercalculation, you know, knowing how to calculate the Jewish calendar, which is given over only to the leaders of the generation. The soid ho'ibur is knowing how to establish the months, when is Rosh Chodesh, when there's one day Rosh Chodesh, when there's 2 days, when the month is 29 days, when it's 30 days, ula aber shonim, and to know when to make a leap year, lahashvois shnois hachamim shnois halavona, to coordinate, to reconcile the solar year and the lunar year. Shezeh b'chinas kiddush hachodesh. This is the concept of kiddush hachodesh, shehu lemalois halavona mipigimosa, which is the special tefilos that we say in order that the moon should be filled from its defectiveness. The moon should not have any defectiveness, any deficiency. The moon should be the light of the moon should be restored to the level of the light of the sun. Ki halavono hi bechinas malchus, because we know kabbalistically the moon is always referred to as malchus. Bechinas emuna kiyadua, which is synonymous with faith. Just like the moon has no light of its own, right? Faith has no light of its own. Faith is in that which you don't see. When we say the Shema, when we declare our faith in Hashem, we close our eyes, we put our hands over our eyes, because faith is called Ulim to Shapirta de Les Lainen, a beautiful maiden who has no eyes. V'hachamo hi b'chinas oiroi hagodlisbora, whereas the sun represents Hashem's great light. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki Shemesh Umogein Hashem Olekim. Hashem is the Shemesh. V'halavono Nismato Machmas HaKitrub. And the moon had to be shrunk down, had to be lessened, made small, because of its complaint that it said, Yefshir L'Shnei Melochim Mishtam Shem Keser Echad, that two kings cannot share one crown. You can't have two on the same level. ki efshel kabel ba'olam hazeh es oiroi hagodol. In this physical world, it's impossible for us to be able to receive Hashem's great light. Ubehechrech lematoi uletzamtzamoi bekamot tzimtzumim. Therefore, it has to be lessened, it has to be shrunk down and constricted on many levels. Shezeh bechinas miyut hayoreach. This corresponds to the concept of Hashem making the moon smaller. Shehu bechinas hisgalus malchusis baruch yadua. The moon, we said, is the malchus. The light of the moon represents the revelation, the hisgalus of the malchus of Hashem, the revelation of Hashem's malchus, which had to be lessened in this world. Umeachar shenismato. Now, because of the fact, once it was lessened, once the moon was shrunk, once the light of Hashem's malchus was lowered, mishom nechozna sitrachra. That's what made it possible for the sitrachra to grab a hold of it. Ad shelifomim nismat hor beyoser, to the point where sometimes the light is shrunk so much, it's lessened to such a degree, ad shehem malimim chas v'shalom hor legamri, to the point where the sitrachra covers up Hashem's light completely, ad she'ein yoidin v'meni yisbor klal, to the point where we don't see Hashem whatsoever. You know, they put out like, where it seems as if Hashem is totally absent from a particular place or a particular situation. Therefore, we, Klal Yisrael, have this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to sanctify the month in order to, by saying those special tefillos, in order to have the moon filled in from its defectiveness. Ach tekev keshetis male legamri, shuv lo yefshel kabel machmas ribuyor. However, as soon as the light of the moon is filled in completely, where again, like the moon becomes like the sun, then again, we're back to the same problem, that we can't receive from that light because it's too bright. Al kein ein mi sheyeda soid hazeh ki im chachmei ador hu amitim hagdoile moed moed. Therefore, the only ones who understand this completely and who know exactly how this works and exactly how to work it is the great tzaddikim, the leaders of the generation. Ki zeo bechinas soid hoibur shalainim sorkim l'gdor l'gdor. This is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that this soid hoibur was only given over to the leaders of the generation, the top tzaddikim. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us what's behind it on a spiritual level. This isn't just a physical calculation. This is a spiritual thing, knowing how to coordinate this concept of Hashem's light, which we can't handle, we can't possibly handle in this physical world, unless you lessen it. You have to shrink it down. But yet when you shrink it, you run the risk of the sitrachra grabbing hold of it, because when the light is weak, they can pounce on it and they can bury it totally. So it's a matter of coordinating this and synchronizing this and maintaining the light on such a level that it's there. It's not too bright for the people to be able to benefit from it, and it's not too weak where the sitrachra should be able to grab it and crush it, you know, drown it completely. Ki ein mi sheyeda ze hasoid ech letzamtzem oiri yisbor boifen shenucha lekabloi v'af al pikein lo yisalem hoir. There is no one who knows this secret of how to constrict Hashem's light in a manner that we, the Jews in this world, should be able to receive it, and yet not put it out completely. Ein mi sheyeda zois ki im chach miador. The only ones who understand this properly are the leading tzaddikim, the leading chachamim of the dor. V'chol zeh zoichin al yidei emunas chachamim. And we, Klal Yisrael, are zoichet to this through emunas chachamim. Ki ikar pegam hoyoreach hu al yidei pegam emuna kaidua. Because the fact that the moon is deficient, the fact that the moon's light in this world is so weak, is because of pegam emuna, as is known in all the Sforim HaKdoshim. Because again, the moon represents Malchus. Malchus is Emunah. It's interesting that we're learning this today. Tonight is the Yahrzeit of Yehoshua ben Nun, who is the moon. The Gemara says, Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, Pnei Yehoshua kepnei Levona. That the light of Moshe Rabbeinu's face is compared to the light of the sun, and the light of Yeshua is compared to the light of the moon. And he's the one who was able to stop the sun from setting. He was able to show control over the sun and the moon. We should be zecha. We're hoping that hundreds, possibly thousands, of Yidna are going to visit the kever of Yeshua ben Nun. It's being organized, which is in the vicinity of Ariel. They're having buses going even from Yerushalayim. From 10 o'clock, 9:30 in the evening, till 4 o'clock in the morning, they're saying the kever is going to be open, which means, interesting, at Chatzos, I hope Hashem is going to give us the schus to be able to be part of that.